Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Allen Root back on the show. Wayne's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a self-made businessman, a capitalist extraordinaire. You've seen him in the marketplace. You've seen him on television. You might probably remember that he was once upon a time the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's our good friend, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be on. I also want to make sure everybody knows the website where they can find out more about me business-wise is WayneRoot.com, WayneRoot.com, and political-wise, it's RootForAmerica.com. So right off the bat, people know where to reach me and where to find out more about my commentaries, my opinions, and some of the things I do in business, WayneRoot.com.
The Power of Relentless is a new book. I want you to now. You wrote this book. It's more of a business book, right? But it applies to politics too, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it's 100% business, but it applies to everything. I mean, the relentless mindset is what makes a person successful in anything they do. I always use, probably as my favorite example, my mom. I also use a great example with my daughter. In my mom's case, she's the one that taught me the power of relentless, what I call the power of relentless, because in 1992, my mom and dad both died of cancer 28 days apart.
Wow.
And my father died first. My mom died 28 days later, and I was living in Los Angeles at the time, so I was 3,000 miles away flying back and forth with two parents sick with cancer on different floors of the same hospital. And when the first parent went, my father came home for the funeral, and my mom said, I'm going to will myself to die because I don't want to live without him.
Wow.
And I said, that's impossible, right? And I went home, and 28 days later, I got the phone call from the oncologist who treated them both, and the doctor said, now sit down. I want you sitting down when I give you the news. Your mom fell into a coma. We rushed her to the hospital, and she's gone. We've disconnected her from life support.
Wow.
There's no sign of life. Brain dead. My sister grabbed the phone, told the doctor he could leave now, and she'd take care of it from there. And she said, Wayne, disregard everything the doctor just said, because he said she's dead. Don't rush home. No reason to rush home. She's gone. And I'm telling you to rush home because mom won't die without saying goodbye to you. And I said, what are you talking about? He just said she's brain dead and like disconnected from life support. And my sister said, don't worry about it. I'm going to hold her hand the whole night and tell her don't die. Wayne's on the way. And I'm telling you, her heart will not stop. It's still beating. And he thinks it'll stop any second now that she's disconnected. But I'm telling you, she will not stop until you get here. You know mom. She's relentless. And so guess what? I grabbed the red eye. By the time I got home, it was 12 hours from that phone call. And the heart was still beating, and I walked in that room and heard that heart monitor, and that was the most beautiful sound I ever heard. I was amazed, and I kissed her and loved her and told her how much I appreciated that she survived the whole night, what a courageous woman she was, but it's time to let go. You fought so hard, and her heart stopped that second. And so, you know, that's the power of relentless. If you could buy...
Well, you're talking about... See, you're talking about the human spirit.
Right.
What you're describing... is relentless is the product of the human spirit. That's the mothership of all, you know, the headwaters of what you just described as a human spirit. And I encourage people to think about all the time. I encourage them, Wayne, to think about their own spirit. And I'm not talking religious here. I'm talking about the force that drives your protoplasm around. And it's you know, my spirit's relentless. My mother was like your mother. She was relentless, and I think I encourage people to claim that. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like to say my mother's story, Jim, proved that if your heart is big enough, it doesn't even matter if your brain is dead. I mean, medical science said she was dead. Her brain was dead. There was no way she understood a single thing anyone said because she was gone, and yet she understood. When my sister held her hand all night long and said, don't die, Wayne's on the way, she obviously understood because her heart kept beating. When I got there and told her, I love you, but, you know, it's time to go. You're so courageous, but you must be tired. I love you, but you gotta let go. Mm-hmm. She let go. She understood. Mm-hmm. How did she know those things if medical science was right and her brain was dead? Well, the answer is, doesn't matter if your brain's dead. It's your spirit. It's your heart. It's your will. That's what matters
and
in life.
And those are the things that get you through life, too, doesn't it? I mean, those things weren't just evident in your mother at the end of her life. It was evident in her entire life.
Well, she was relentless, there's no question. And so, you know, all the success of my life and my book is about many successful people, but most of all, of course, it's got to be about the author's experiences in life. Yep. And, you know, I was...
Wayne, hold on to that thought. I got to take a break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about being relentless, but also I want to get his reporting as he sees the current political scene. And that'll be come up after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. And I wonder, still I wonder.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.